This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Friday, November 14, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Guy Copans. Making headlines today. Power producer Eskom expects electricity demand in South Africa to fall in 2009. This is as many of its key industrial customers adjusted outputs in light of the global economic downturn. Eskom demand-side management general manager Andrew Etzinger said that the impact of the global slowdown, as well as the commodity cycles, was affecting iron and ferroalloy customers. He mentioned that a number of ferrochrome furnaces would be decommissioned. However, he emphasized that in the medium to long term, the utility could not make any capacity decisions to shut off furnaces based on the operational decisions of these customers. He said that this put Eskom in a difficult position, as if a company experienced a quick turnaround in demand, a furnace could be very quickly restarted. Thus, Eskom could not adjust its long-term growth forecast.
At the same time, it's also very important to point out that it puts us in a difficult position as Eskom, because if you find a quick turnaround, these furnaces can be very quickly restarted. So it's not as though we can adjust our long-term growth forecast. This could bounce back very, very quickly if it's a V type of scenario, or you know, if it's a long-term protracted downturn, then of course it could be longer.
Department of Minerals and Energy Acting Deputy Director General of Hydrocarbons and Energy Planning, Tseliso Makubela, said that the DME would publish its nuclear energy policy by the end of the week. He said that the policy would be available on the department's website and would then go on to be gazetted. Makubela said that nuclear energy required substantial upfront investments. Decisions made in this regard were difficult, even in the best of economic climates, and would be even more difficult considering the current global turmoil. He said that it was never easy, but at some point, a decision had to be made. Also making headlines, Greenpeace urges South Africa to end its dependence on coal. South Africa reviews its nuclear program in the face of the economic turmoil. The fire-hit engine refinery could take up to 4 months to repair. And Illovo is still forecasting higher year earnings despite the sugar price decline. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.